Moikka! Welcome to Mastering Finland. This podcast shares stories of foreigners in Finland and provides practical tips and learning opportunities for all. Go ahead, join our community and enjoy listening to this episode. For more information, check our website masteringfinland.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Mastering Finland. I'm your host Matt, and our guest today is Josh Hurst, better known as Josh of Western on social media. Josh is also an American like me, and he's living in Tampere now. He works as a project coordinator for an AI company, as well as being a freelance writer slash blogger, when he's not going viral with his TikToks and Instagram reels, that is, of course. But thank you for being with us today, Josh.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So you came to Finland when, in 2018, as part of an au pair program?
Yeah.
So tell us about that experience, and like, how did you get into that? Where was it offered from and everything?
Yeah, that was a funny experience, because, well, I guess it always kind of starts with everyone always asking me why I'm in Finland, and everyone always asks why I chose Finland. And the au pair program was more of a, I chose the family, not the country, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had kind of this like quarter life crisis. I was 25, you know, super old, and decided that I wanted to move abroad, or I wanted to travel, you know, abroad for a while, and didn't really know the best course of doing that. And I had a couple friends in USA who were au pairs from Sweden, Austria, you know, Germany, many different countries. And they had all mentioned to me like, hey, you know, you've worked with kids in the past, and you know, you kind of have the personality for it. Maybe this is something you could consider doing. And I kind of dabbled with the idea. I made a profile on a au pair agency website, ended up talking with a couple of families in different countries like Germany, Australia, the UK, and just liked the family in Finland the most, and decided to sell everything I own and move out here and do that.
Okay. Where were they located?
They were here in Tampere, yeah.
Okay. So that's how you ended up in Tampere, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess the obvious choice for a foreigner moving to Finland would usually be Helsinki, unless they have some other reason not to.
Right.
Which, you know, of course, I had a reason not to.
Okay. And you did that for what, like a year?
A year, yeah, between two different families. So I worked for one family for about 5-6 months, and then the other one for about 5 or 6 months.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And it was all good experience. And
yeah, you know, it's fun. It is a little different when you're, well, first off, a guy doing au pair work. It's not as common.
Mm-hmm.
And also being 25, I was a little bit older than the other au pairs in the city. We had quite a few here in Tampere. We had our own little like WhatsApp group. And
okay.
I was always kind of the oldest, the oldest one there. So it was a fun experience. You know, definitely don't regret it. Yeah, it was a good time.
And when you were going through that, did you also go through some kind of an integration course or anything to set you up for learning Finnish, or anything that like a lot of people who move to Finland go through?
Yeah, a bit. So actually, the au pair program in Finland is considered a cultural exchange program. So part of the agreement is that you do take Finnish courses. You do. You know, you're kind of supposed to be integrating into the culture a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think I started my, I got here in May, and I want to say I started my Finnish courses at the Tampereen Kesä yliopisto for the summer, maybe around 2 weeks after I got here, something like that. I was kind of just thrown into my Finnish course. Yeah. So it's kind of part of the deal out here. And yeah, so I was studying Finnish pretty early on.
Okay, yeah. When you first got here and were really experiencing Finland for the first time, did you find a culture shock, or like was there something that surprised you about Finland or the Finnish people?
Yeah, I mean, I will say that one of my maybe better qualities, but also one of my worst qualities at the same time, is the fact that I tend to kind of wing it, you know? And so I didn't do a whole lot of research on Finland before I came here, if I'm honest. From the time I agreed to move here with the host family to the time I was here was about a month.
Mm.
And so I really didn't know anything. And so I guess everything in a way was kind of a shock. You know, in Philly, they call it the city of brotherly love. It's not really, though. People are all kind of mean out there, but
yeah.
In in Philly, you know, it's not uncommon to just sort of kind of have small little pleasantries throughout your day. You greet people, you know, as you're interacting with them throughout the day. And I think my first real shock that wasn't going to be the case out here was I was at S Market. I want to say it was S Market. I had been here for maybe 3 days, and I was trying to buy some food, and I started talking to the cashier, and she was probably early 20s, something like that, around mm-hmm. my age, maybe at the time. And about 10 seconds into the conversation, she just goes, "I have a boyfriend." I was like, "Okay, good for you. I'm glad." But I quickly realized that I guess maybe is not normal to have a conversation with your cashier or
yeah.
So that was kind of an interesting little like, okay. I went home and told my host family about it, and they were like, "Oh yeah, you don't really need to talk."
Yeah.
Yeah. So little pleasantries like that. I mean, just not even necessarily small talk. I think it's mostly just small interactions. I think, you know, obviously Finns don't really do small talk, but they don't even really do the small little, you know, say hi to random people that you don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like they don't want to speak unless it's really worth it to them. And
yeah,
just
absolutely.
Saying hi to a random person is, you know, kind of a waste of breath or something, you know. It doesn't seem like it seems almost like the other person would be surprised to hear it as well. Like if two Finns were walking by each other and one said hello to the other one, it would be like, "What? Why are you talking to me? I'm minding my own business."
Yeah, I mean, that actually very similar experience in the first month I lived here. I at the time was really big into this band called Need to Breathe, and they're like a kind of a folk indie rock band, or whatever. I sound like a hipster saying, "Oh, they're not that popular," but I was really into them, and I saw this guy wearing a Need to Breathe t-shirt here in Tampere, and I was so shocked to see it. I just said, "Hey man, I love your shirt," and he just threw like 4 or 5 expletives at me and then kept walking. I was like, "Wow, all right, cool."
I wonder if that would have happened to me. I happened to see a guy walking around Portery wearing a Baltimore Orioles hat. Mm. And I was too far away from him to be able to go over to him. And like, it was in a crowd and he basically disappeared before I could try. But I wanted to. And I was like, "I hope I run into this guy again at some point." I never did, but I don't know if he was a Finnish person or if he was like another American or, you know, because sometimes people travel and they get a gift or whatever. I just was curious, be like, "Hey, you know, I'm from there." But yeah, I wonder what would have happened. Maybe I would have been, you know,
That has happened to me once. I saw a guy wearing a Philadelphia Eagles jersey and I complimented on it. And he said that he just got it at a vintage shop and didn't even know what sport it was. So
I've noticed a lot of people have like things from American sports, but they don't really know. Like I think like a New York Yankees cap or a Boston Red Sox cap is basically just like America to people.
Yeah, you see a lot of that, like Patriots or Raiders or, you know, Yankees, that kind of stuff. Bulls, for example. Yeah, just kind of these sort of quintessential sports teams that kind of exist.
I think the exception would be hockey, because usually they do kind of like a hockey team because it has like Finnish players or something. And so maybe the Blackhawks or something, they're kind of a fan of them. Or at the very least, it's more about the hockey itself than the American hockey. But yeah, they see it a different way than like an American would. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But it's fun.
Yeah, definitely. It can create an interesting conversation starter when you're in the right setting, because certainly if you are at a place where, especially where Finns are drinking,
that makes it a lot easier.
They'll probably be much, much more willing to have a whole conversation in English.
It loosens them up for sure. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's the best.
Oh yeah. So after you finish the au pair program, you decided to stay in Finland and in Tampere. And so what are some of those reasons that made you want to stay here, and what have you been doing to kind of maintain a living here?
Well, that's an interesting winding road. I wanted to stay for quite a few reasons. Of course, I love Finland and I love being here. And I always make the joke that you're going to have to drag me kicking and screaming out of the country because I have no desire to leave here anymore. It feels like home to me now. Tampere feels like home, and the Finnish culture feels more like my own now than even American culture does in a lot of ways. But you know, there's always the old joke that people move here for metal music or for a woman. Mm-hmm. I didn't move here for either, but I did stay for a woman. So I ended up, meeting this girl and, developed a really strong relationship. We ended up, of course, unfortunately, we're not together anymore now, but that was kind of a big fulcrum for the reason why I stayed here.
Yeah.
And now, when the separation happened, you're kind of confronted with the thought of, well, what is keeping me here anymore? And I think that was actually, in a way, psychologically kind of forced me to confront why I actually like Finland or why I want to be here. Because, for the longest time, it was, I'm with my partner, I didn't move here for her, but I'm staying here for her in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, when that separation happens, we have no kids, there's nothing tying me here to Finland. I kind of had to make the decision for myself to stay here for myself. And so I think ultimately the long answer to your very short question is that I stay here because I love it, because I really do.
Okay. Well, I can certainly appreciate that. And, I did move here for love. But if for some reason my marriage ended or something, I would feel like Finland is like my home now too. And I've built a whole new life here. So to me, I think a lot of people would expect that you'd go back to the United States or something like that. But really, there's so much more about being here than any one particular relationship. And Finland is a place where once you're accepted by Finland, then it's your home for as long as you want it to be, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
so, sorry about the noise in the background, by the way. My bunny is deciding to throw his food.
No worries. What's your bunny's name?
That's Elliot.
Elliot.
Yeah, he's made a couple appearances on my social media. He's got his own little fan base.
All right. Elliot, cool name.
He's been throwing his food bowl around Elliot's grown on me, but originally, back when I got him with my ex, I wanted to name him Deckard Cain from Diablo.
Uh-huh.
But she wasn't about that, so we settled on Elliot.
Is Elliot after any particular character or anything?
No, I think she liked the name and I just said yes.
Okay. I remember
so I totally derailed the whole conversation.
Well, no, it just makes me think of when we were trying to come up with a name for our son. He's 2.5, his name is Edvin, but we had all these other names, and I had a whole list of names that were from Game of Thrones and things from the Star Wars universe, or sounded like they were from something like that. And she's like, absolutely not. Like Sandor and Gregor and things like that. She's like, absolutely not. I was like, they sound like they would be a great name in Finland. Like it has like a kind
I've
of.
I've always wanted a son named Yoda.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Now, the thing is, in Finland, you do have to get these names approved. So they might say
that is
no.
True, yeah.
But it's very interesting if you look at the things that they approve and then the list of names that they say no to. And sometimes it's like the same name with like a slightly different spelling or something. And it's like, why is it okay to be this and not that? I don't know. But yeah. Well, so you also have been making a lot of really cool content on social media, in particular, I guess your TikTok and Instagram, where you're kind of basically taking all this experience that you're having as this American in Finland and kind of making it into sort of a bit of a tongue-in-cheek and a comical kind of way of sharing that with the rest of the world. Like, this is how I'm responding to these strange Finnish words or practices or whatever. And it's really resonated with a lot of people.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's the goal, I guess. yeah, I mean, it's always been fun because, you know, I think obviously there's a lot of great content creators out here in Finland, and there's a lot of great foreigner content creators out here in Finland. As we both know, we've had chances to interact with them and you know, collaborate with them and everything. And you know, it's always fun to make a video and see the response and you know, generally what, you know, the kind of content I like to make is kind of always sort of two-faced in a way. I really like to look at things and say, you know, okay, so this is something that's interesting to me or something that a foreigner might find bizarre, mm-hmm. but also something that maybe Finns don't even realize that they do. I think one of the biggest compliments that I get a lot of the time if people approach me, you know, while I'm out and about and they say that they like my content or something, you know, a lot of the time I always get a smile on my face when I hear them say, you know, this video, I never realized that we do that, but we actually do that. I'm like, yeah. You know, I think sometimes it takes an outside perspective to point out some of the eccentricities of a culture.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot of fun to really kind of sit and observe a lot of the things that maybe aren't that weird in retrospect, but can be kind of satirized or exaggerated or laughed at a bit when you really start to pick it apart.
Yeah. Well, I think also one of the things that's good about your content is that you don't do the same thing all the time. Like you try new things, you know? And like, for instance, when you do that whole travel thing back in the fall, you went to all these different parts of Finland, and then you kind of made like a little, almost like a travel channel mini doc about it. And, you know, you made all
we
these
still have more plans for that.
Well, that's good. But yeah, you know, it's like stuff that was like very, very funny, but it was also a different approach than some of the other stuff that you had done. And you're also not always doing the same stuff that all these other, there's a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of other foreign content creators. And there's a few people who really stand out because they have something that's somewhat unique, or at least in some kind of way that, you know, is appealing in a different way than some of the others. But then you have these people who kind of, they do the same kinds of stuff. Like this person tries Finnish candy, or, you know, this person, you know, tries to say this really long Finnish word or something like that. And you end up seeing that these kinds of things sort of just blend together. And so you have content that kind of stands out and does something a little bit different, I think.
Well, thank you. I like to hear that. I think there's a kind of a balance sometimes between, well, what's a way to say this, between the content that the Finnish people generally want and the content that I want.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, luckily, a lot of the time it overlaps. But I do think that there's always going to kind of be this niche, or not niche necessarily, but there's always going to be an audience for, you know, foreigner tries salmiakki. Finns really, really love that. They love, yeah. They eat it up, you know, and any chance, you know, they get to see that kind of stuff, they really find it fun. And of course, I still like to find time for those sorts of videos on my channel, because mm-hmm. I do enjoy giving the people what they want.
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah.
At the end of the day, I also, you know, really like to make content that I find funny or that I enjoy, and I just kind of hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look back at kind of my earlier days of my videos, I really was doing a lot of those videos, like trying this, eating that, you know, five things that I miss about USA, or five this or five that. You know, I was really kind of doing that kind of formulaic creation, and really quickly learned early on that that wasn't something that I really wanted to pigeonhole myself with, and I really enjoyed making the skits more than I enjoyed making the kind of vlog/pseudo-vlog videos.
Yeah.
And so I kind of ended up sort of falling into that. And I think with skits you can kind of have an unlimited supply of videos, because, you know, you can kind of find something funny in anything, in any situation. They're a little bit more effort to make, maybe, but I don't mind.
Well, yeah, certainly. But, you know, the more that you do them, the better you get at it, you know, I think is kind of how that works with that. You know, you get more
process, yeah.
Yeah, you get more comfortable with the editing software and your equipment that you use, whether it's a phone or a GoPro or whatever it is. And you start to realize, new techniques that you can try out. And then, you get yourself opportunities to maybe you'll try a new thing as like a short. And if it really seems to get a following, you can turn it into something bigger. And nobody seems to like it, then you can just drop it or just do it every once in a while because you really enjoy it. It's like, I know that people don't really think this is great, but I'm doing it for myself.
Well, that happens. I mean, sometimes, yeah. I'll make a video that I think is absolutely hysterical. I put it out and it goes absolutely nowhere. it doesn't do well. And then there's other times where I'll make a video that I think, it's okay. It's whatever. It's not my best work, but. I'm still proud of it in a way. And then it'll just absolutely blow up. And I'm like, really? That's what you guys? So, yeah.
Have you ever gotten like backlash or like a real negative response to anything you've made?
No, actually, that is actually one thing that I think I've managed somehow to be really lucky at, knock on wood. I know that I've had other content creator friends of mine say that, they've had controversial videos or they've had videos that have annoyed certain demographics of people. Luckily, as of now, I haven't had any kind of issue with that. Nobody's ever come into my comments and told me that I've, done something or said something that really offended them or hurt them. And I think that's maybe a product of intent. I try to be very careful with the jokes that I make or the things that I do, because I really don't enjoy making comedy that kind of punches in any direction, whether it be up or down or sideways. I like to make sure that the viewers are in on the joke, not the punchline of it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And so hopefully it continues to work.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to maintain like mutual respect. And if you don't make the Finns feel disrespected, then I think that you're probably going to be okay.
Yeah, so far so good.
Do you have like any tips that you could offer people to how they might be able to cope with adjusting to coming to Finland or dealing with Finnish people? Like, I guess especially maybe in the winter time when it gets darker, I think a lot of people struggle with that. But do you have any kind of tips for that?
I think as cliche as it sounds, it's mostly just about not trying to put a square peg in a round hole. I think a lot of the time when people come to Finland, I'm just going to use Finland as an example because I've never lived in any other country besides USA, of course. Mm-hmm. When they come to Finland, I think the biggest problem, and I know I personally had this problem, is trying to fit my culture, my ideas of the way that society works or society should work into what already exists here in Finland and has existed for generations and generations. I think it's easy to become maybe bitter or upset at Finns when they don't meet your personal idea of what you think people should be or how they should behave. When in all actuality, you kind of have to remember that you're a square peg going into a round hole. You need to find a way to make yourself fit in rather than force everyone around you to try to fit your standards or ideas.
I think absolutely.
When you start looking at each new interaction as a learning process or maybe even a little mini adventure, I think it helps a lot. Mm-hmm. When you find an experience that maybe catches you off guard, for example, the cashier thinking that I'm flirting with her when I'm trying to make, small talk. That's a funny story now. That's a funny story that I can look back on, I can tell, and I can laugh about. At the time, I could have gotten annoyed with her. I could have been like, well, this is ridiculous. I was just trying to be nice, blah, blah, blah. But that's not that's not the way I think to go about it. So people moving to Finland or people trying to move, I think really to any country, that's not, it's completely different from your home. I think it's all about being adaptive or as adaptive as possible. Of course, I'm never going to stop being American. I'm always I'm likely always going to be the loudest person in the room. I'm likely always going to be, this kind of over the top caricature of a person because that's just where I'm from and that's what I've always learned. But when you start to understand that you're not going to get that same feedback a lot of the time from people, or you're not going to get what you're used to, then things go a lot smoother. I think it's just be more fluid in everything you do.
You made me think of something that used to happen a lot when I first moved here. I would be over at my in-laws, I would sort of think out loud I would be, you know, reading something and I'd make a declaration or whatever. And my mother-in-law would be like whispering to my wife, like, are we supposed to say something to that? Like, why is he talking?
Yeah.
And so like later in the day, like my wife's telling me and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. General self-musings is something that I've always done. Yeah. And I used to talk to myself while I was making dinner for my au pair family or whatever, just any kind of way to keep myself entertained. And they would always be kind of amused by it because I'm just kind of in my head, you know, singing, dancing, having
conversations. You're that quirky American.
Yeah. And I do it to this day. Sometimes I'll find myself thinking out loud at the grocery store and people look at me like I've got four heads, but you know.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Do you have any travel advice for people who are planning to visit Finland?
Learn how to smoke. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke that you know, when you're trying to travel around Finland or you're trying to meet people if you're a solo traveler, there's always this kind of one idea of how to interact with Finns that you sort of need to have a reason to interact with them. You know, mm-hmm. I think we kind of touched on it earlier. You know, if you're asking for directions or whatever, that's a reason to interact with them. But if you're solo traveling or you're, you know, maybe traveling with your family and you're trying to get to know people or get to know the locals, you have to remember that you always kind of have to have a reason to talk to them. And I've always made the joke that, you know, if you happen to be a smoker, you're lucky because you can just ask them for a cigarette. That's always like the entry. You don't have to smoke it. Just sit there and hold it. You know? But no, seriously.
Can I stand here and hold this in my fingers?
Yeah. But that was kind of my evil plan for how I always met Finns early on. I'd find some reason to talk to them. And as long as you have a reason, it's fine. But beyond that, you know, travel advice, I think it depends on what time of the year you're coming. I think for the summer, don't worry about sleep. If you're going to be here for a short amount of time, enjoy it. As much as possible. Yeah, you know, rest when you can, but there's just something about sitting on the lake with the sun shining at 3 o'clock in the morning, drinking a longero that you're probably never going to experience anywhere else, you know? So maybe don't worry too much about getting back to the hotel and sleeping. For the winter, layers is important. I've always found that the big rookie mistake that people make is they try to wear like one super thick winter coat, but in my experience that's never enough. Like that one coat may be graded for like minus 30 Celsius or something, but I've always found that I'm way warmer when I have like three or four layers on rather than one thick coat. So if you're coming in the winter, especially in Lapland, layer up, layers.
Yeah, this was my rookie mistake as well. I had like a 3-in-1 Columbia ski jacket that was like this would be my winter coat. And I was like, why am I still pretty cold all the time? And also I had hiking boots.
Yeah.
Which I quickly found ones that have a zipper, you know, so since I have to take my shoes off constantly, I used to take, when you're lacing up these boots to take the dog out a few times a day or whatever, it's like, look, a lot of Finns wear these kinds of boots that come on and off very quickly. So maybe I should invest in that instead.
Yeah, you learn those kind of things. But yeah, I think I even in Tampere, we get some tourism here and I'll see people coming in the winter and they always look like they're absolutely freezing. And I'm like, look, multiple pairs of socks, first off. You know, never forget your base layer, your long johns, or as I call them, the Finnish lingerie. you gotta have your sexy Finnish lingerie on. And then, you know, don't be ashamed. One of my favorite things ever, this is how you know you're hanging out or experiencing a true, true Finn, right, is you get to the nightclub, whatever, on a Friday night, and you see this girl will come in, right, or guy, whatever, they'll come in wearing full on winter gear, and then you just see them start taking all of it off inside the nightclub, stuffing it in their backpack to put into the coat check, and they've and all of a sudden in 5 minutes they're down to this like, you know, cute clubbing outfit when they came here, showed up, you know, dressed like the Michelin man, you know, like just 17 loads.
I have not witnessed this.
No,
but that sounds hilarious.
I've seen it a few times. Yeah, it's a magical experience every time it happens.
Do you have a favorite place that you've been so far in Finland?
Oh, that's a good question. Man, I'm going to say probably Rauhaniemi sauna. It's a sauna out here in Tampa.
Ah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Sauna is amazing.
Yes.
I know that you are a lover of sauna, and I am also. I think that it's I don't know how I lived without it.
You know, it's yeah, I agree. I know I had, of course, you know, when I had a membership at the gym or whatever in the States, you know, they might have an infrared sauna there or something like that. And, you know, you can't, there's no steam. It gets like maybe 50 degrees Celsius or something like that. It's basically just like sitting in a giant toaster that doesn't get that hot. And
yeah.
And, you know, my first time experiencing sauna in Finland was kind of a transcendental experience. And, I've absolutely fallen in love with it. And, you know, one sauna in particular, Rauhaniemi out here in Tampere, that's, if anybody's looking to randomly run into me at a sauna, that's probably where I'm going to be. Beautiful, beautiful, right on the lake, Nasijärvi. Great classic sauna, one of the older saunas in Tampere. It's a bit of an intense one though, because they have kind of two. They have a smaller sauna and a bigger one. The smaller sauna is usually pretty temperate. It's a good beginner sauna. The bigger one is usually full of all of those like super old Finnish dudes who are in there for an hour at a time. Their skin looks like it's boiling off. They're throwing like seven lolus on the stone at one time, despite the sign saying no more than two. And it's just, they get it to like 120 degrees and you're just like, it's a little
more. I usually do three or four and I thought I was pretty cool, but geez, seven.
For Americans, three or four is pretty good for us. Some of these guys, they're in a different league. And yeah.
Have you ever been to like, a wood burning sauna, like at somebody's like Kesämökki or?
Yeah, there's several wood burning saunas here in Tampere that are public. Tampere is pretty proud about being the sauna capital of the world. You know, they have the most public saunas per capita, apparently. And so there are several out here that are wood burning. Most of my wood burning sauna experience is at, you know, friends' houses or summer cottages, things like that. But yeah, the one thing I've never done, which I'm surprised after 5 years being such a sauna lover, I've never done it. I've never been to a smoke sauna, Savo sauna.
Yeah, neither have I. But yeah, it's actually, I was just going to ask you what's still on your Finland bucket list, and that might be one of the things.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because there is one here in Tampere. I want to say it's either in Pispala, or it might actually be in Pirkola, which isn't technically in Tampere, but you know, whatever. Don't tell them.
Yeah.
But there is, I'm told that there is a really old smoke sauna here, and I haven't managed to locate it yet, but one day I will find it and I will go and I'll experience it. And I imagine it's going to be an exceptional experience.
All right. That sounds awesome. Well, do you have anything else you want to share before we end?
You know, spay and neuter your dogs.
Help control the pet population. Yeah. Help control. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
You know, diversify your bonds. I think we've covered all the major topics. It was fun. I do appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. And I look forward to talking to you some more. And maybe, you know, we'll have you on again sometime. Every once in a while we have a repeat guest. So it'd be cool to have you back, definitely. And I hope we get to do something together in person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where can the listeners follow you and contact you? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
I'm pretty much Josh of Western on everything. I did my best to make sure that across all social media platforms, that's what I am. You know, the goal for 2023 is to kick off YouTube. So hopefully keep an eye out for that. I have the channel that says Josh of Western. There's really no content on it yet. So, you know, you can follow if you want, but don't expect much at the moment. But yeah, pretty much Josh of Western across everything. Yeah. Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube. I don't use Twitter. Probably won't dive into that, but Be Real, Josh of Western as well, I think. So yeah,
all right,
pretty much across the board.
All right, fantastic. And everybody go and follow if you're not already. If you this was your introduction to Josh, then I definitely hope that you are, you know, very intrigued and want to see all his cool stuff, because he's got great content.
I hope I sold it.
And he's a very nice guy too, so you know. He likes to answer your questions and everything. You do answer a lot of questions. You do a lot of those Q&A things, which is really nice.
It's fun. Yeah, every now and then I try to do one because people like – I get a lot of questions in my DMs anyway. So I figure it's always just, easier, more efficient, and maybe a little bit more interactive with my followers if I just maybe once a month do some kind of a Q&A on my story.
And then hopefully you won't get the same question 1,000 times.
I usually just don't answer them if there's a million of them. I'll pick one.
Yeah.
I'll answer it. And then
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again for coming on, and take care, man. Thanks. Moika.
Moika.
Thank you for listening. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple or Google Podcasts, and other podcast providers. For more information, follow our Instagram at mastering.finland.podcast, subscribe to our monthly newsletter, and keep an eye on our website masteringfinland.com. Have a nice day, and good luck with your own Mastering Finland story. Bye!